Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. It's easy to see why the historical fiction The Wright Mutiny by William Reynolds is getting rave reviews. Based on a factual account of a previously undisclosed incident aboard a German U-boat off the coast of Florida in 1942. The Wright Mutiny tells a passionate love story, contains new Holocaust historical perspective, and moves like a torrent to an ending of unassailable psychological power. The Wright Mutiny has been called possibly the best war book of its kind, breaking new ground regarding the Second World War. William Steve Reynolds was born in Nashville in 1951, graduate of the Macaulay School in 1969, received a BA in English from Western Kentucky University in 1995. He taught both high school and college English, has coached tennis and wrestling in area high schools for the last 20 years. He's published three other books, currently resides in Nashville. William Reynolds, author of The Wright Mutiny, our guest on This Week in America. William, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
This is such a fascinating story and one that has really not been told until now. What was the inspiration for you in telling the story that you do in The Wright Mutiny?
You know, I took a job at Circuit City for about 3 years, and I met a man, a veteran of World War II, who had known another man who apparently experienced this. Now, I couldn't verify all the details, but it gave me an idea for a novel, and that was basically my inspiration.
So you actually knew somebody that had information, firsthand information, on the incident that you talk about?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He's deceased now, but
that was
my inspiration.
That would be fascinating in talking with him and getting all of this information. And I mentioned this basically is covering new ground. One review saying it's possibly the best war book of its kind. This book is unique. Talk about what makes this unique, what makes it stand out from all of the other books that we've written about this phase of the war.
Well, you know, it's unusual to have a story about two Americans.
Yes.
Who are actually working for the Germans and the Nazi Party. One of them was a pacifist who was basically, he started out just as an anti-war pacifist, but they ended up training for sabotage on the Eastern Seaboard and were actually picked up by the U-boat and taken to Germany for further training. I don't think I've ever read a war book that took that particular perspective.
You know, and when I read that, it's like I got to go back and read that again because I've never seen that before detailed like that. That's just one of the many, many facets of the book, The Wright Mutiny, that will get your attention. And once you start reading the book, it's pretty difficult to put it down. The book is just a riveting story, The Wright Mutiny by William Reynolds. William Reynolds has his website, williamreynoldsbooks.com, where you'll get information on the book. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly, get information on the book. William, what new Holocaust historical perspective is offered in the book?
Well, there were a lot of interesting things. One was the fact that the Americans noticed that the German, their fellow U-boat mariners, were given gold watches as souvenirs or whatever. And apparently they were given to them by Himmler. And the gold watches no doubt belong to victims of the Holocaust. One little interesting tidbit.
Yes.
The political infight between the SD, the intelligence wing of the SS, and the Abwehr, the German Army Intelligence Agency, Wilhelm Canaris, who headed the Abwehr, was against what the Germans were doing with the Jews, and of course he opposed the SS surreptitiously. And eventually led to the end of the Abwehr and the SS taking over German army intelligence.
This book brings such an interesting and a new perspective, new facts out. The book is The Reich Mutiny, R-E-I-C-H, by William Reynolds, our guest on the program. Talk a little bit more about the title, what that actually means.
Well, of course, the Reich refers to the Third Reich. The mutiny refers to the not only the mutiny aboard the U-boat, but kind of a mutiny within the German party, between the Abwehr and the SD, the intelligence wing of the SS.
The book, The Reich Mutiny, William Reynolds, our guest on the program. His website is williamreynoldsbooks.com. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. The book is getting rave reviews, as I mentioned. What's the future offer for this book? Maybe a sequel, maybe a motion picture. I see so much out there. Maybe landing in some history classes around the country.
I'd love that. I don't think the book would, there could be a sequel to it. I would welcome a motion picture made on it.
Yeah, I can. As you're reading it, you do such an excellent job visually, and you can see sort of what's happening in the great study there of all these people and what they're going through. When you write something like this, historical fiction, what makes great fiction? What makes a great historical fiction?
Well, it's like any fiction. You have to, first of all, have characters that one can relate to. They have to be believable. You know, in great fiction, sometimes when you read a book, the characters, if the author does his job, are more believable sometimes than people within one's own family. You become familiar with the character and maybe can predict what they can do or will do better than someone you know.
Yes.
You know, right.
It's fascinating how you create these people. Talk about the process in doing this, the research that went into this, and then bringing these characters alive and shaping these characters, but keeping in mind the historical references.
Well, of course, it took years to do the research, and it really took me almost 10 years to write the book, but I wasn't writing on it continually because I had a job teaching school and coaching, so I wrote and did the research when I had time, but it was quite an effort, and I'm very proud of it.
And well, you should be. The book is The Reich Mutiny by William Reynolds, our guest on the program. His website is williamreynoldsbooks.com. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places. I say williamreynoldsbooks.com. Tell me a little bit about the other books that you've written, because this is not a sole venture. You've actually done others and successfully as well.
Yes, I wrote my first novel. I actually co-wrote, but it was called The Murder of Che Guevara. About the murder of Che Guevara,
yes,
which occurred in
yes.
1967 in Bolivia. Another book I wrote, Sanctify, really tells the true story about the assassination of John F. Kennedy and takes the perspective of the true assassin in a kind of a biography of him and takes you through the assassination and its aftermath. I wrote a book called Mina, which was about the CIA activity in Mena, Arkansas, when they got involved in the Iran-Contra scandal. But those are my other three novels.
How much fun is this for a writer to take these elements of history that you just mentioned and can recall all of those as you're talking about those, mentioning them, and fleshing them out and giving us a story different than a history book, because history comes alive in your books, the historical fictions. How much fun is that for you as the author to bring these stories alive?
Well, it's a great deal of fun. You know, for World War II will always be a point of interest because there's never been an event like it. And to try to imagine what characters are actually feeling, you know, their love interest and things of this nature, and of course how this war interrupted their lives and ended many of their lives. I find fascinating.
Well, you bring it to life, and that's, and like I said, it, in history class, we read it, and sometimes years later, we're thinking, boy, I wish I would have paid a little more attention. That's really fascinating. But you bring the incidents to life, and you bring the people to life that you have in the book. Let's take one. Tommy Maxwell, talk about him briefly in developing this character and what he went through, this transformation he went through when he found out the circumstances that he was living through.
Well, you know, he started out kind of a disenfranchised English teacher. He went to New York to get his master's, but there he got involved with the German-American Bund, which was an organization for German immigrants, contained anti-Semitic elements and intelligence operatives of the Third Reich. He started working with propaganda in discouraging the Americans from getting involved in the war, which is what Germany wanted. And then found himself, although it wasn't his original intention, actually training for sabotage for East Coast manufacturers of shipping. He didn't actually intend to get as involved as he did, but he soon found out after some other German spies were arrested that he was actually facing a death penalty. And so he went ahead and he and his partner, Richard Thibodeau, were picked up by the German U-boat, U-168, and taken to Germany for further training. And that's how he got involved. And eventually, although he was an anti-violent person, became a killer himself.
You know, it's interesting that the background, what he thinks he's doing is the right thing to do. And you see this shift that, wait a minute, this isn't what I thought this was. I mean, he's in Germany. He witnesses some atrocities over there, doesn't he? That really is an alarm going off that I've got to figure out how to get out of this situation.
There were two SD agents aboard the U-boat monitoring his activities. And the atrocity actually occurred when the U-boat sunk an American ship at sea on the way back, and he witnessed these two men in a skiff. They were taking prisoners, and they murdered two American prisoners there in the water. When it looked as if the captain was going to whitewash the whole thing, well, he and Thibodeau, well, created a mutiny. And there was a shootout off the coast of Florida in which three Germans were killed, and they were forced to take the captain and first mate ashore before they let him go back to the U-boat and escaped into the country. Of course, the rest of the novel is about how a German hitman from the SS came up through Mexico and tried to track down the Americans to kill them.
This is based, as I said, on a previously undisclosed incident. We've read so much about the war from so many different angles. Why is this just now, in your book, The Reich Mutiny, really been being discussed?
Well, it was the friend that gave me this information. I'd never heard of this incident, and of course it wasn't reported, so I just decided, since I couldn't verify all of the details, that fiction would be the best way to, of course, fiction is my craft, to put it forth.
And you do such an excellent job with this and the other books that you mentioned. You'll find all of these at William's website, which is williamreynoldsbooks.com. This book, The Reich Mutiny, is available the usual places, amazon.com, for example, Barnes & Noble, all of those places. In writing fiction, and mentioned your background in teaching English, what is it that makes, do you think, a compelling work of fiction? What makes it stand out from the others?
Well, great fiction has to be believable. It has to be something that people care about. It has to be, you know, you have to accomplish the thing of having a reader want to turn the page. And the characters, of course, have to be believable and relatable. You have to see the action, actually visualize the action, and be able to hear real dialogue and dialogue that appears genuine. Of course, a lot of things go into fiction. You have kind of a fictive dream that takes place, where you can escape from your everyday life and open a novel and get into this fictive dream, if you will. And of course, fiction is a wonderful escape. I've always found it so.
Well, yes, and when you're writing, when you're going through that process and you escape, you got papers to grade or something, and a coaching plan you need to lay out, and you start writing, how difficult is it to go back to the real world when you're in this fictional world? I would think once you're there, you're really on a roll, the ideas are coming, you're setting the scene, you're developing characters. I think that'd be difficult to walk away from, to shut that off for a while. Is that difficult to leave fiction and get back to real life?
Well, not really. I've always was fascinated with my job as well. Writing fiction, despite some people's imagination, it's really very hard work. Sometimes it comes easy and sometimes it comes slower, but it's work putting together a novel.
Well, to do it well, as you've done with all of your novels, including this one, The Reich Mutiny, it really stands out. That's why it's receiving the reviews that it's receiving. Talk about when you began this process. Did you know where it was going to go? Did you have sort of an outline you followed, or are you one that sort of see where the story is leading you and you follow?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Some writers I've heard actually... pardon me, say they start a book and they don't know where it's going. They just kind of follow the book along and decide on the ending as I write. I don't know how anyone writes that way. I feel like a writer has to know the ending before he starts a book. And that's how I write. I knew how I wanted it to end and I worked towards that end.
What are you working on now?
Well, I've been distracted recently from writing by getting these books republished. I am working on a book about, it's about baseball, Negro baseball. It's interesting. I had when I was in grammar school, we had a janitor, and he pitched baseball recess to all the kids and taught us all how to play baseball. And although he never said anything about it, many years later, after his death, I found out he was one of the great managers of the Negro Leagues. His name was Vic Harris. He managed the Homestead Grays, which is comparable, the Negro version, to the New York Yankees. Coached one of the great players, Josh Gibson, one of the greatest hitters of all time.
Oh, heard that name,
so,
yes.
So I decided to write a book about that.
That will be fascinating. How are you coming with that? How close to publication do you think?
Well, I've actually finished the manuscript. I just haven't haven't submitted it to anyone yet.
Well, I hope we have a chance to talk about that. It's fascinating what went on during that period with the Negro Leagues, and you've got so much coming out now about that, and it's shining a much-needed spotlight on what they did and the tremendous athletes that you're aware of. It's interesting. He was a janitor at the school, and you find out this amazing backstory for him, and look forward to that book as well.
It's a very timely time for the book to come out, so I probably need to submit it.
Yes, and then we can talk about it. So please do that. We can get you back and talk about that. I'm fascinated by the lives they had to lead and just the passion they had for their sport and how adept they were at it. This book is The Reich Mutiny that we're talking about, R-E-I-C-H. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. Got about 30 seconds or so left at the end. What did this telling the story mean to you? What satisfaction did you get from telling the story and bringing a totally unique perspective to an incident that happened during the World War?
Well, it's always fascinating. You write a book, and of course, I like the book, but it's always very rewarding when other readers tell me it's perhaps the best book they've ever read, things of that nature. It's hard to measure that kind of satisfaction. You really don't write for money. You just write to be appreciated and to give someone else the pleasure of reading a good book.
Well, you've checked all those boxes. People are very appreciative of the story you tell in The Reich Mutiny, the book written by William Reynolds. That's R-E-Y-N-O-L-D-S. His website is williamreynoldsbooks.com. Book available there as well as Amazon, the usual places. A new groundbreaking look at the one incident at the Second World War, One Review calling it possibly the best war book of its kind. The book available again at all of the usual places. William, excellent job with this. Thank you so much for spending some time talking about it. Hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about your newest book as well. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Well, thank you so much for having me, sir.
It has been a pleasure. William Reynolds is the author of The Reich Mutiny, book available wherever books are sold. William's website, not only for this book, but all of his books, williamreynoldsbooks.com. And of course, all that information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.